Aldi slid each blade underneath the vines and sliced them. Some of them started to twist around Kale's feet, trying to keep him in place. The knight was not having that. With his sword arm free, he yanked out his weapon and began to chop them into several tiny pieces. It probably was not a good idea to laugh at his vengeance against the plant. Aldi reached out and placed a hand on his shoulder to still his movements, and then held her finger to her mouth, letting him know to remain quiet. She tilted her head in the direction they had to head in order to escape the wrath of the flowers. Kale hopped to his feet, keeping his broad sword at ready. Ever the warrior, he was prepared to battle their way out of the killer blossom's domain. Lulu drifted over their heads and used her wings to create a path out. Once they were several feet away from the circle of flowers, Ellie sheathed her blades. She turned to face Kale and waited for him to catch up to her. He had bruises on his face and forearms. The plant had squeezed him rather tight, and the marks were an indication of how much pressure they had put on his body. He moved easily, not showing any indication he was in pain. "You don't have to put on a brave face," Elodie said. "We're safe enough for the moment."
"How did you find me?"
he asked. "I didn't," Elodie said. She pointed to Lulu flitted above them. "You have the Princess of Flowers to thank. If not for her, you'd still be captive." Kale shuddered and took a deep breath.
"I was beginning to think I'd never breathe freely again."
Aldi didn't want to think about how hard it must have been for him. His life had been slowly draining from his body. The squeezing may or may not have asphyxiated him. It was more likely he would have passed out from other reasons first. There was no real way to know what the plant's aim had been, and she did not really want a second chance to find out. "We have to keep moving," Aldi said. "Have you had enough time to rest?" Kale nodded.
"I'll be fine. Where are we going?"
Lulu landed on his shoulder and nipped at his ear.
"Our journey begins and ends through the lush valley filled with the dust of our dead. At the end, a cave will beckon, and through your fury and perseverance will you find what you seek."
Kale's mouth opened as he glanced at the bird resting by his ear.
"She talks."
Elodie laughed. The expression on his face was priceless. Lulu was a little bit to take in. "Kale," she said. "This is Lulu. She's going to be our guide."
"I'm one half of a whole," she said. "To make our way through the Valley of Darkness, we must find the one able to claw her way through."
What the hell did that mean? And who would that be?
"We call her Lipsy," Lulu said. "But don't ever say that in her presence, or you won't live to see another day.